Hello, friends.
Well, this is a kind of a different audio. For one thing, it's taken from a completely different place than usual. I'm about 200 miles from home. Mimi and I are about 200 miles from home. We left yesterday after the services in the morning. We went home, had a meal, had lunch with a lady who has been coming from a different city, and she ate with us, and then we took off and dropped her off in her city as we came towards central Spain, and we spent the night in a hotel near a city called Palencia, and the hotel was a package deal with the night and a buffet breakfast. It was a gift package from our son Mark and Andrea when they got married. They gave us, each of the parents got one of these. And so we decided to use it on this trip, because then this morning, that was three quarters of the way to where we are right now, which is a little town called Cantalpino. It's in the middle of Spain. Flat grain and potato fields in every direction, hot, although it's not particularly hot today, but this is where it really, really gets hot in the summers. And we are with Nico and Alicia, one of our good couples, who spend their summers here because he has a big garden, and anyway, they have a nice little apartment here in this little town, I don't know, a couple thousand people, and very, very old Spanish traditional town. Fascinating in many ways, very old as well. Not many people are here except older people, because all of the younger generations have gone to the cities, that kind of thing, you know. And so we're here for 2 days and just talking nonstop with them and enjoying good fellowship. I hope to get some pictures, and I'll send you some along the way. So I don't even have a list in front of me as I usually do for my reports, but hope to at least cover a couple of important things. We had great services Sunday, yesterday morning. I'm even having a hard time keeping track of what day's what, because the schedule is so different. This is not a normal Monday. Waking up in a hotel and not that, you know, going straight to the office and so forth. So we had good services, a few new people again, and Lord just gave us a wonderful, wonderful morning. We do ask prayer for Walton again and his girls. The situation is so frustrating. It's crazy. The social workers are involved in it, and nobody seems to have sense about what is actually good for his little girls, you know. And again, so many decisions from the past are coming now to bring out their fruit, you know. And so we're watching sort of in agony as we see Walter having to be completely separated from his two daughters. The Dodgins are doing a wonderful job with the girls, but they have to have meetings one day and the next day and take the girls for a visit with a mother who has never showed any interest in them, but now with possible money consequences coming in, they're all of a sudden, you know, there's a lot of loving going on there. The girls, I see, they're so confused, the poor things, and we just don't know where it's going. The only one who can step in and do anything is God, because it's just a big mess, and the people making the decisions are young, just out of university, you know, graduates who think they know all the answers, and they don't have the foggiest idea of what a true family is or what a true family needs. And it's just, you know, they're making the Dodgins go through all these different courses of psychoanalysis and philosophy and all this kind of stuff, and they don't realize that the people they're taking to these things and giving all of these interviews to have been through life and know five times more than they do. But anyway, all of that to say it's annoying and difficult to just stop and everybody stop and trust God and let Him do whatever He's going to do, however He's going to do it. Because right now, in the hands of unsaved people, it's just a horrible situation. So thank you for praying for that. That's something we're living with, obviously, intensely and daily, and praying for. And so, otherwise, we are looking at this next Saturday. We're having a men's meeting, but we're going to do a special one this time. We're going to go to the farmhouse, one way or the other, even if the cars don't make it up there. But we'll go up there and have Juan's going to grill some meat, and David is going to organize some foosball games or championship with the guys. And I don't know how many we'll have, but there seems to be good interest in it on Sunday, and some will come from the other churches as well. And we'll have a Bible study and just make it a good time of fellowship. That'll be this Saturday. Intensive Institute is the following Saturday, on the 9th of July. So we've got a pretty intense schedule coming up as we prepare for these. So I think I'll let it go at that right now. Hope to send you a picture too. I may send a couple of interesting things just from this, you know, old town in Spain, and the different things that are here, so foreign and so different from normal America, you know. And there's a possibility I may do a video interview conversation with Nico and Alicia and let them give their testimonies, which are very interesting, just to see how God has brought them to the point where they are a wonderful, gracious couple. He's in his early 70s, she's in her late 60s, and they're just a blessing to our church, and just a wonderful story of grace is what God has done in their lives. And yet they went through some very, very deep waters. And so anyway, I think you'll enjoy it if I can work it out so that it's a smooth conversation with them in Spanish, me translating in English. I'm not sure if Alicia will be there too, and Mimi may be doing some interpreting as well. I'm not sure how we're going to do it yet, but hopefully we can. That's one of the things I would like to do while we're here, because I think it'd be a blessing to many to hear this elderly Spanish couple give a little bit of the details of their growing up in Spain and how they came to know the Lord. So I'll let it go at that. I know I'm leaving things out, but like I say, I don't have a list and I can't remember anything else. So I'm going to be quiet. Take care. God bless you. Goodbye.